In an unprecedented internal review last March, Department of Education staff made changes to the newly drafted Arizona Science Standards, which many believed weakened the concept of evolution. Thousands of public comments flooded in. Glenn Branch of the National Center for Science Education says the process left Arizona with a bad reputation.
You know, basically, the state let people downplay evolution, downplay climate change, and cheated Arizona's public school students of a chance to attain scientific literacy.
Following the criticism, the Department of Education convened an 8-person committee to revise the evolution language. That panel included Joseph Kizal, president of the Arizona Origin Science Association, which promotes creationist views. That raised red flags for Branch.
So someone who has long-standing, deeply held ideological opposition to evolution. For the department to select someone who is a creationist to specifically do the evolution-oriented task strikes me as very strange indeed.
Kizal declined KNAU's request for an interview, but the Department of Education's chief of staff, Michael Bradley, defended the decision.
Well, we don't want to include religion and science, but we also don't want to be anti-religion and science either. So we just wanted a balance.
The committee rewrote the evolution standard 3 weeks ago, but now the department has withdrawn its support from the document. On Monday, Superintendent Diane Douglas plans to recommend a charter school curriculum written by Hillsdale College in Michigan. Hillsdale is a Christian institution, but its science curriculum does include evolution. Bradley says Douglas prefers it to the Arizona science standards because it's more specific, but did not elaborate.
I think she's been frustrated with the test scores and feels like there needs to be much more robust standards than what's been developed by the community.
Barry Roth is one of the people who helped write the Arizona Science Standards. He's an education professor at the University of Arizona. Roth says he was dumbfounded by the news. He believes Douglas is walking away from the hard work of dozens of science educators.
And what I believe is probably hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars that went into this process. If she wants to abandon that, I find that a little bit disturbing.
Roth says the curriculum Douglas now supports from Hillsdale College is antiquated.
It goes back to the old school explanation of science being a body of facts, and that's what she's proposing. That's what she wants.
Roth thinks the best case scenario would be for the Board of Education to adopt the next generation science standards, developed by a collaboration of 26 states, including Arizona. But he says that won't happen because Arizona chose years ago to write its own standards instead. Now, Roth just hopes that document won't be pushed aside. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siveney in Flagstaff.